The main thing that's wrong with doing nothing is that you never know when you are finished. This decision to get on board with Anchor has been one of the most amazing decisions that this ministry has made. 4 Minute Church, Pastor Oscar Smith speaking. Please give it some consideration. Podcasting, Anchor has all the tools. Every episode, you're able to put background music. They're just so helpful. And in fact, I'm using this platform to reach beyond where the 4 Minute Church ever thought it would go. So it's a good opportunity to get in touch with Anchor. And come on, let's get on board with this. The notion that labor for profit and worship of God are now and always have been worlds apart. You've heard this said before. Don't mix that church up with your business. Gotta be holy. That's all patently false. The early church founders were mostly community leaders and highly successful business people. The writing of the Gospels was entrusted to Luke, a medical doctor, Matthew, a retired tax collector, Mark, the manager of a family trust, and John, a food supplier. Lydia was a dealer in purple cloth. Dorcas was a clothes designer. Today, more than ever, the heart of our cities is the marketplace. Yet, the perceived wall between commercial pursuit and service to God continues to be a barrier to advancing His kingdom. And that's what we're talking about. Advancing the kingdom of God. We've got to do it. Every business is God's business, bottom line. He owns it all. We know He owns it all. And there's no barriers to advancing God's kingdom in the marketplace. We, and I'm not alone, and so I say we invite all believers in business to knock down that wall and help us build the foundation globally for an unparalleled marketplace revival. That's what we're talking about. And that's what I love about this opportunity to work with Amazon. And I'm not ashamed to say it, Amazon Alexa. It's a world-changing opportunity. The notion that labor for profit and worship of God are worlds apart is patently false. We're doing this thing together, and we're building the foundation for an unparalleled marketplace revival. Only then can we extend God's kingdom to every corner of our world, and that's our goal. You're terrific listeners. You're terrific people. We're doing extremely well with this Amazon Alexa. We look at it as a ministry, but we also look at it as a marketplace activity. It's insightful, and we take an insightful look into the business acumen of the early Christian leaders and its relevancy for today. We just thank you. And we believe the societal transformation is high on God's agenda. So, business folk, those that are working online business, those that are doing all kind of marketing and promotion, and don't forget the service business, the hairdressers, the barbers, the landscapers, the painters, the plumbers, all these businesses. We are here to offer you encouragement and an insightful look into the business acumen of the early believers and leaders and their relevancy into what we now call the body of Christ. And the Gospels were entrusted to a medical doctor, Matthew, a retired tax collector, Mark, the manager of a family trust, John, a food supplier, Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth, Dorcas was a clothes designer, and you, my friend, you, my listeners, you're the heartbeat of our cities on this planet. Wherever there's a city, we've got to tear down those perceived walls. And there's no distance between loving God and commercial pursuit and serving God. Bring Him to work with you. Bring God to work with you every day. Every business is God's business.